WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, dopamine hackers. Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, and let me tell you, today's topic is hitting close to home for all of us. Ever feel like you're constantly apologizing? Like saying sorry has become your default setting? You know that feeling when you take up space in a room, speak your mind, or just simply exist, and the guilt creeps in, making you want to shrink back down. Well, guess what? It's time to ditch those apologies and embrace your authentic self. Today, we're talking about letting go of that constant need for validation and approval. We're going to explore how societal expectations can hold us back from truly shining and owning our unique strengths. And trust me, once you start reclaiming your power, the world will see just how amazing you are. Now, I know what you might be thinking. But seeing out apologizing is just being polite. And while kindness is important, there's a fine line between genuine apologies and those that stem from insecurity. When we apologize for things we shouldn't, it erodes our confidence and sends the message that we don't deserve to take up space. It's like constantly dimming your own light because you're afraid someone might get too close. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you ditch those apologies and embrace your true self. 1. Identify your triggers. Pay attention to when those sorry words escape your lips. Is it in specific situations? Around certain people? Once you pinpoint your triggers, you can start to understand the root of that need for apology. Maybe it's fear of judgment, a desire to please others, or even past conditioning. 2. Challenge your thoughts. Those negative thoughts whispering, I shouldn't, I'm not good enough, or this is too much, they're just lies. Challenge them head on with positive affirmations and remind yourself of your strengths and accomplishments. You are capable, you are worthy, and you deserve to be seen and heard. 3. Practice assertiveness. It's okay to speak up for yourself. Learning to express your needs and opinions clearly and respectfully is crucial. Start small, disagree politely in a conversation, ask for what you want, or say no when something doesn't feel right. Remember, assertive communication builds confidence and empowers you to live authentically. 4. Celebrate your uniqueness. What makes you different? What are your passions? Embrace those quirks that make you, well, you. The world needs your unique perspective and talents. Don't try to fit into a mold, create your own masterpiece. 5. Surround yourself with support. Find people who celebrate you for who you are, flaws and all. Ditch the toxic relationships that drain your energy and seek out those who uplift and inspire you. Remember, true friends will cheer you on and encourage you to shine bright. Let me tell you a story about this. A few years back, I had this amazing opportunity to speak at a big tech conference. But, as you can imagine, my inner critic started whispering its usual doubts, you're not good enough, what if they hate your presentation? Instead of letting those voices win, I decided to do something different. I practiced my speech relentlessly, visualized success, and reminded myself of all the times I had shared my ideas with confidence and impact. On stage that day, I spoke with passion and conviction, sharing my story and insights with a room full of brilliant minds. And guess what? Feedback was incredible. People told me how inspiring and relatable my talk was, and many even thanked me for being so authentically myself. That experience taught me the power of embracing vulnerability, silencing those inner critics, and owning my space. So, dopamine hackers, are you ready to ditch those apologies and step into your full potential? Remember, you are worthy, you are capable, and the world needs your unique light. Before we wrap up, I want to hear from you. Share your experiences in the comments. What's one apology you wish you could take back? What's one thing you're doing to embrace your authentic self? And let's keep the conversation going on social media using #dopaminehacker. Until next time, keep hacking those dopamine levels and living your most amazing life.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.